Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, relationship radio at its very best. Here at Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio, we discuss those things that other people do not want to talk about. Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio broadcast every Thursday night from 11 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Sadie, I got to tell you, last week you set the show on fire. Loved your insights. Yeah, loved your insights. I mean, I was thinking about this concept of the alpha female all week. It made a lot of things clear to me, so I just want to thank you. You set it off last week, Sadie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So this week, our topic is how to love a black man.
Yes, it is, Michael.
Yeah.
I think there is no better person to ask than a black man.
I agree.
So, Michael, I think I probably speak on behalf of all of our listeners. Why don't we start with you? Tell us how to love a black man.
All right, I want to segue into this. I want to read a Facebook post. The brother gave me permission to read his post. His name is Dathan Dante Sanchez. And listen, listeners, I'm going to read it as he wrote it. No editing, no spin. He said, basically, he said, ladies, stop with the bullshit. He said, loosely translated, filth and smart and filth and Kaze vernacular, LMFAO. Hard-hitting, provocative, some would say angry, I don't know. But I can't interpret what he means, but I can speak to that from my perspective. For me, if I would have posted that and I would have said, ladies, stop the bullshit, what I would say is this: come correct, come clear, and also I have this motto: if you mess up, fess up. And one of the things I found, and ladies, listen, every relationship of consequence that I have had in my life has been with a woman of color. Now, have I dated outside my race? Yes. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't. I've dated Asian women, I've dated Caucasian women, I've dated Hispanic women, but every relationship of consequence that I've had, including my marriage, has been with women of color. And one of the things, ladies, that I have found that for me and most brothers that I know is very frustrating is it is hard for you to admit when you're wrong. What I've discovered is, ladies, you are experts. You are masters at letting us know how we have fallen short, how we have messed up, what our character flaws are, all of that. But when we turn the tables and we want to have a conversation with you about where you may fall short, what your shortcomings are, where you may have messed up, this is what I've gotten in my relationships. I've gotten denial, I've gotten deflection, I've gotten attacked back, and I've gotten the women in my life to shut down. And if you want to love us, then you got to work on that.
Okay. Maybe it's me, but help me out here.
Okay.
Tonight's topic is how to love a black man.
Yes.
So when someone says stop the BS, who are they talking to?
Well,
I mean, like,
You know, it's funny. I don't want to speak for the gentleman who posted, but now what I did, I blasted out a request. Brothers, let us know. Let ladies know how to love them. So I would think, Sadie, that when he says stop the bullshit, he's talking to ladies and saying, look, ladies, you got to stop the bullshit. And again, I don't want to talk about necessarily what he meant because I don't know. I try to use it as a segue and understand it in terms of how what I would have meant had I said that. But this is the topic, how to love a black man. And, I mean, I talk to brothers at my gym, at the barbershop, all throughout my life, and there's a common theme among us. You know, with our sisters, when we want to have that kind of conversation in which we are both challenging each other, trying to build each other up, trying to resolve an issue, it's rare is the woman of color who can say, you know what, baby, you're right. Not unless there's some pushback, unless there's some denial, even some argumentation. Maybe we don't speak for a couple of days, and maybe a couple of days later, it's like, okay, you know, baby, you were right. Okay, but you know, what about in that moment? And all I'm saying is, ladies, if you want to love us, then in those moments when what we're saying, even though hard to accept, is correct, at that moment you got to admit it.
Okay, so you know, I'm going to ask you this, Michael.
Sure.
What would you tell, let's say, your daughter
mm-hmm.
or a young girl who has not had an experience with a black man yet?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a negative or a positive. So she's coming
okay.
in the game fresh.
Fresh.
How would you tell this young woman to love a black man?
I would say, number one, regardless of the age, if they're just entering the game, so to speak, be clear about what you want. What do you want out of this relationship? If it's a friendship, what do you want? Be clear up front. First of all, be clear to yourself, and then be clear to that man. Do you want a commitment? Be clear about that. Is it just a physical thing? Is it just where you're at the time in your life, well, look, I just want to have sex. Okay, fine. But be clear about that. And I think, and Steve Harvey was right. I don't think the woman takes the lead per se in having that clarity. I think we respond best to clarity. No matter how intelligent we are, Sadie, no matter what our education level is, no matter how much money we make, for the most part, men are concrete thinkers. Yeah. If you want some, let me know. If you don't, let me know. If you want to just be friends, let me know. If you don't, just let me know. But the subtlety and the word that you use is so good. The game of it all, ladies, you got to cut through that. Give it to me straight with no chaser, and then give me the room and the opportunity to decide what I want to do in response.
Okay, so now she knows what she wants. She communicates it to her black man.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
What's next? Not only be clear about what you want, but be consistent with what you say you want. Understand? So really, this is what I say when I talk to people about relationships. Even in matters of the heart, you cannot lead with your heart. You still got to lead with your head. So as a black man, what I'm saying to black women who are listening, be clear about what you want, communicate what you want, and then be consistent with that clarity. Now, granted, things do change. But if I meet you in week one and you're saying one thing, and then in week two you're saying something else, to me that's not consistent. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm with you.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a song. You're listening to How to Love a Black Man on Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. We're listening to Bad featuring Wale featuring Tiara Thomas.
Monogamy or whatever you call it, I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would it show no how to fuck up being a bad girl? I'll put it. I keep promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had some issues I won't admit. No, not having it, but at least I can admit that I'll be bad. No, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
Girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun. And the hood girls want the smartness. College girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiends what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass feet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a meaner. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I deceive an ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon. Hold up. Her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah. She's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the boatload. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really say much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty fall through. Baby, like I say, approach, how they caught you. All of mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fat. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean nerve. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, got.
Is it baby? Wow. I never made love, no, I never.
That was Bad with Wale featuring Tierra Thomas. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw with Michael T, your co-host, and my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Our topic tonight is how to love a black man. And Sadie, we have two callers. Let me click over and bring one of our callers on. Caller, good evening. You are on Real, Relevant, and Raw. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. All right, let me go to the next call. Good evening. You are on Real, Relevant, and Raw Radio. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. All right, Sadie, we're having some issues connecting, so let's go back to the conversation.
Okay, this is what I would like to contribute to the conversation.
Okay.
You know, not that I'm a black man, but I would say if I had to speak for a black man today, I would say that the best advice I could give the female listeners would be to get to really know the black man that you're interested in. Take time to really get to know him in and out and all around, and know his strengths, his weaknesses. We discussed before knowing and understanding his past, how it has contributed to who he is today in the present, and what his goals are for the future. So once you feel as though you have a great understanding understanding of that, and you decide to accept and commit to that man for who he is, regardless of what.
I agree. And I think it takes time to make that kind of investigation and to make that kind of commitment. Say to the caller who just called in, I'm going to try to bring him or her on right now. Hello, caller. You're on the air. You're on Real Relevant and Raw. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller, you're on the air. All right.
Hello.
Yes. For some reason, it's not engaging. So let's get back to our conversation. I agree with you. I think it takes time to do that. And I think, too, that for the black woman to make that kind of investment, it has to be a non-judgmental kind of investment. And, again, it starts with clarity. Ladies, what do you want? If you want a man making six figures, then okay. So if you meet a man who's not, then it's kind of clear that that's not someone who you may want to have a relationship with, maybe a friendship with, but not a relationship with. If you want a man who has a college degree, then the man that you meet doesn't have one, it's counterproductive to try to pressure him to get one. He is who he is. You understand what I'm saying, Faith? I think, again, it starts with clarity on the woman's part.
I completely understand what you're saying, but the key that I was really trying to highlight, point out, emphasize, is to be with that man.
Exactly.
Be with that man. You know, like you pointed out earlier, accepting him for who he is and saying what it is that you want. So once you, you know, size him up and come up with this analysis of who he is as a person, then you have to consciously commit to being with him, meaning I'm not trying to change him. I'm not trying to tell him who he should be. I'm not going to be pointing out his flaws. I know them. He knows them. I know him just as well as he may, or if not better.
Mm.
This is the man I'm choosing to be with.
Exactly. And I think too, it's about respecting that man. And I think it ties into exactly what you're saying. It's about respecting him for who he is, for what he does and does not have, for what his growth trajectory is, for what his goals and his aspirations and dreams are, if you decide to commit to that man. I'm going to try to bring these callers in one more time, Sadie. Hold on.
Okay.
Caller, you are on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. How are you?
Can you
caller,
hear me?
You on? Yes. How are you? Tell us
who you
are and where you're calling from.
Where am I at? Plainfield.
How are you?
All right.
What's your comment tonight?
Well, I didn't really call to get a comment. I was trying to listen. I didn't know I was going to be clicked in, but I noticed before you click it in automatically.
Now, what happens when you call in to the show, your number comes up on the switchboard, and so we assume that you're calling to ask a question or make a comment.
Actually, I didn't have either. No, I was just calling to get some insight of what you guys were speaking about.
Okay. Did you have a question?
No, I didn't. Not at this time, but I will be on to the end of the show. I might have one later.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to click off, and then you can call back in.
Okay.
Thank you for your call. Caller, you are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, caller, you're on the air on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. Say, let's do this. Let's take a minute. Let's go to one more song and we'll come back and we'll finish up our conversation. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. Our topic tonight is How to Love a Black Man. The song coming up is Charlie, Last Name Wilson.
Yo, C. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Wilson, song titled Charlie Last Name Wilson. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw Radio. I'm your co-host Michael T. With your co-host Sadie Sharp. We're going to bring in another caller right now. I'll try to bring in. Tonight's topic is how to love a black man. Caller, you are live. Yes, you are live on Real Relevant and Raw Radio. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is EDP. I'm calling from Connecticut.
All right, EDP, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, what's your comment?
Well, the topic today is on how to love a black man, and I just find it very much so well. Like, you know, loving a black man is a thing that needs to be caressed, and I think that people need to open up themselves and allow themselves to love a black man, because it's a great feeling to be loved, and it's a great feeling to love back.
I agree. So you say that they should open themselves up. What do you mean?
Well, I think that a lot of people, they're so caught up on the race, and being caught up on race is a huge issue in every demographic, but just allowing themselves the opportunity to love a black man is a beautiful thing, and I think that everybody should at least try it one time to see how that feels.
Well, EDP, I appreciate your call. Thank you for calling. You have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, EDP.
Thank you.
Caller, you're live on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Caller, you are live on the air. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. You're on Real Relevant and Raw Radio.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? My name is Nisha. I'm calling from Piscataway, New Jersey.
Hi, Nisha.
How are you? Hi, Sadie.
I'm doing well.
Hi, Nisha.
How you doing?
So, Nisha, what's your comment or question tonight?
Well, actually, I kind of wrote it all this afternoon. Basically, what I wrote was just my love of a man, like where it came from, and then how I view it towards a black man. It's basically from your soul.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, it's from your soul. I mean, it's from the center of who you are. And as a black man, what I would want from a black woman, once we commit to each other, is that love from her soul. And it's funny because part of what I was going to say also is both men and women make promises to each other. And I think that it's important for any woman listening who's loving a black man, hold us accountable for the promises that we make. If we say we're going to, do you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, if we say we're going to commit, then hold us accountable for our commitment. If we say we're going to provide, then hold us accountable to be that provider. If we say we're going to be honest, then hold us accountable. Because I think it helps us to grow, and in turn it helps the relationship to grow.
I completely agree. Nisha, I am just very appalled by your comment. I think that's just absolutely awesome. But I have one question for you. For all of our listeners who may not know what that means, could you elaborate a little bit and tell them, how do you love someone from your soul?
Yes, and Nisha, I'm going to just say, if you could take maybe 30 seconds to do that, because we're almost toward the end of the show.
Okay, actually, Sadie, is there any way that you can pull up what I had sent you earlier and just read that? Because that, in essence, said it all. I don't have that in front of me right now, but basically it's just from, like, the core of who you are, the foundation of your womanhood. Like, that's everything. Like, you can't move forward with love if that's not part of your foundation. And, it's a place that's so deep that, once you create it and once you have it, they know, and it's beautiful. It's awesome.
I love that. And I think, too, it's the center of a woman loving the center of a man. And as Sadie said earlier, understanding his strengths, his weaknesses, the pluses and the minuses, and likewise that woman understanding herself and both persons allowing themselves to love and be loved from the center of who they are. Love that. Nisha, listen, thank you so much for calling. You have a great night.
You're so welcome. You too. Good night.
So, Sadie, here we are. A couple minutes left. How do you love a black man? I think, honestly, I think, truthfully, I think you love a man emotionally and spiritually. Hold us accountable for the promises that we make. Don't take care of us. A real man doesn't want a woman to take care of him. I think a real man simply wants a woman to support him and to be clear with him about what she wants so he can be clear about what he needs to do.
I think, Michael, to kind of combine, mix up everything we discussed tonight, to love a black man, is to love him for who he is. So if he's a workaholic, then you don't complain about him being a workaholic. You
exactly love
that about him because that is who he is. If he's a messy guy who's always been leaving clothes all around the house, then you just look at that and you say, you know what, that's my man. So to love a black man, as Nisha said, is to love him from your soul. When you love somebody from your soul, you love them without flaw. And you love
exactly them
without flaw, you love them for who they are.
I agree, and Sadie, in closing, and I appreciate what you're saying, I think to sum it all up, ladies, love us for who we are. Once you understand who we are, excuse me, and don't try to change who we are because you know who we are. Sadie, it's been a pleasure. Tonight's topic was how to love a black man. Let a brother speak. We thank all who called in, for those who we weren't able to get to tonight, please call in next week. Real Relevant and Raw Radio, Relationship Radio at its best, where we discuss those things that others are not willing to discuss. Broadcasting every Thursday evening from 11 until 11:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, love being with you. Have a good night. We'll see you next week.